Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. From our house to yours. From us and ours to you and yours. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Jody didn't want to put on anything green before the podcast today. So she said, I got a bag full of stuff we can just wear. And so I've got a necklace, but I have a hat, like a real hat that's green and killing it.
And I have this headband. I love it. I'm so glad I can't see myself on camera. I'd be because I can feel it.
Yeah, if you're just listening to the audio, it's a headband that has like antennae sticking up from it.
I love it.
Shamrocks.
Yeah. Fun.
Okay.
Fun times.
So we're wasted, obviously, at St. Patrick's Day, and we have to be completely drunk to fit in. You know, I have a lot of Irish in me, so I can say whatever offensive thing about the Irish that I want.
I don't know if it's been because it's around St. Patrick's Day or not, but your eyes have really looked so pretty the last two days.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. They looked really good yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They're normally green, but if I get into too much St. Patrick's Day celebrating, they turn into Christmas because they're red and green.
I think because you had a green shirt on yesterday, they were really pretty.
Popping. Mm-mm. So our sponsor is Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. And I'm sorry, Jody, if I'm yelling and I keep saying what. Mm-hmm. This ear that's facing you is completely shut off
from
being so deathly sick last week and this week.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just been touch and go the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Mm-hmm. They probably, you know, would like it if their paid advertisements didn't come with a health report on my personal sickness. Mm-hmm. So what is the new thing that they have that where you can just give them the blueprint of a room and they put it in there and they can build a dream room with design the designers?
Room program. Or you could just take pictures to them. And, or you can get, I think they said an hour consultation for free. And they'll help you to figure out what furniture you need to go in that room. And I popped in there last week to see them.
Yeah.
And just see what's going on in there. They have some new couches and stuff. And Katie was in there. She was wearing her green.
Looking fine.
She actually looks very pretty in green. I said, you should wear green more often. You look so pretty in it.
Well, she's a pretty lady in general. Cute. She's very pretty.
So I visited with them a little.
And that Greg is very handsome, too.
He's never there when I'm there. He must be at another location.
Yeah. He's modeling is what
he's modeling.
He's on the runway.
Yep.
So whatever you need for your house, whether it's living room furniture, bedroom furniture, the mattresses, of course, you know, and the most comfortable pillows and all of that kind of stuff. And we don't mention it enough. I mean, we talk about the great delivery team and everything, but we don't talk about the designers enough that do so much to help people. Because if I went into a place without Jody, I wouldn't even know what to look for.
Right.
So they would be helping people like me build, you know, have a wonderful dream room. Is that what it's called, dream room?
Yeah, dream room program. And me, because sometimes you're looking at a room and then you go to the store and you think, oh, okay, yeah, that'll fit. But you're not. It would just make it so much easier.
Yeah.
Because they would have it all there and drawn up and show you.
And actually earning their money.
That's, yeah.
It's about time for them to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so they have several locations in the Lake Norman area, but they serve the entire Charlotte area. And you can find out all the stuff at tjriggins.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress sounds like a sweet deal to me. Okay, so we've been celebrating St. Patrick's Day all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then today being, of course, the St. Patrick's Day officially.
Right.
We're not doing anything today other than wearing green, right?
Correct.
We're not. We don't have to go anywhere.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I had a good time Saturday
with
the St. Patrick's Day stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, believe it or not, Kannapolis, North Carolina. And they had a big Irish festival there, a big St. Patrick's Day festival.
It was fun.
And then high school baseball was going on. Mm-hmm. So we go up into little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's condo in Wright Field and watch the games and then go back down in the street and celebrate with the revelers.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
We got into this secret club that they have there. You have to pay to be a member, but they were doing some kind of special. Like they suspended the dress code for one day, mm-hmm. but you could pay a fee to go in and just check it out.
Yeah.
And Jody got on stage, and so I don't know if you saw the Instagram posts and stuff where mm-hmm. she was dancing on a stage in there.
Just enjoying it. I was trying to stay awake.
Stay awake?
Yeah, I was tired. We'd gotten up early.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'd been busy all day, mm-hmm. so I was tired.
Yeah, and your dancing, though, in the video was not up to what your normal dancing
well,
is.
Well, okay,
like the quality of it. Is it because there was no music?
And I didn't know I was being recorded.
Yeah,
I could have really put on a fantastic show if I had known it was being recorded.
Yeah, you were just being
I was just being goofy. Silly. Yeah, because we were down there. We were the only ones in there. And so I was like, oh, wow, look, this is cool. I love a stage. And then I just started being silly. And then, hello.
Well, and I bet you were tired after this week because you had to get up early one morning and work for me on the regular old morning show.
Yeah, and that set me back a few days.
Yeah, she's not used to getting up that early.
4:30, y'all. Mm-mm. It's not for me.
I get up earlier than that.
Yeah, I know, but that's for you. You're mm-hmm. used to that. I'm not. So that was rough.
But
had a meeting on Friday in Charlotte.
Yeah, and everybody liked you on the morning show with Riggins and Lindsay.
I had such a good time with them.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I had fun.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I didn't realize how ridiculous I look spitting out sunflower seeds until that little clip popped up.
And the part that I always tell people that's funny is that you leave the plate under your face the whole time that you're eating them and watching TV. You don't pull it away and then pull it back up and spit the seeds. You leave it there like it's attached to you.
I do.
And she'll eat the seed and then just go...
Yeah.
Right down on the plate and then not move the plate. Keep it under the chin.
Well...
And
I haven't had any of those in a while, but then it made me want them after I did that little thing. In the car, I do a solo cup.
Yeah.
I don't do a plate.
Right. I may have said you do a plate in the car, too.
Well, I don't. And I also saw where people were like, well, how else are you supposed to do it? So I wasn't doing it wrong.
Yeah. But because you took the plate away from your mouth on the show.
Well, if I had eaten more than one, I probably wouldn't have. But he just wanted me to do one. And he also told me to hurry, so I was feeling all the stress.
You're running out of time.
Yeah. He goes, make it quick. I'm like, oh, okay.
So while we were at the St. Patrick's Day Festival in Kannapolis, North Carolina, there was one point where we were walking through. That's where Dale Earnhardt is from, so everything in the town is celebrating Dale Earnhardt. And so there's a little park, like a little memorial area with a big statue of him.
Yeah.
And we were walking, cutting through there to go back down into the main street. And there were a bunch of people who were just like having so much fun.
Dressed up.
Yeah.
Festive.
And I heard one of them say, okay, here come our next contestants. And everybody was walking in front of me, and I didn't know what was going on. But then they stopped me, and then everybody else kept walking. And then somebody said, wait a minute, that's TJ from the radio. And then they all, because they were drinking heavily, as you do on St. Patrick's Day. And then they all came in, and then I thought y'all had disappeared. I thought y'all just had left me.
No.
because they were taking pictures and stuff like
that.
We
were doing a limbo.
They were very cool people.
It was so fun.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
And they were doing, they had made a like a limbo thing with their hands. So Michael went, and Jenny, I don't think, had even.
She didn't have to duck.
No. And then I was like, oh. So I was like, you know me, I love a game. So I went, and then I looked to see if you were going to go under, and you got stuck. So then we ended up talking to the nice people that were there.
Yeah, they
were awesome. It was fun. They were having so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, you remember, though, I know. Expert limboer.
I know, but I
knew. But that was before I had, you know, before I had contracted obesity.
No, but I remember yesterday you were talking about your back hurting. And and immediately when I went under, I was like, oh, no. Like, I knew that you had said something about your back earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, gosh, if he gets stuck up under this little limbo thing. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, it would have probably been pretty easy.
So you ended up not limboing after they talked
to you. No, I mean, it, you know, they broke up the limbo party after that.
Yeah.
Because we were all taking pictures and stuff, and then.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
It was such a blast.
They were nice people.
Yeah. And that, it was busy down there.
Mm-hmm.
There was people everywhere. Oh, and Michael and I went and played some games. You know, he loves how we love to play games. Yeah, you notice I didn't even ask games, yesterday. Yeah. I just went and got my card, and I was like, Michael, let's go. Because I want to play the basketball game. And
Hot Shot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we played some kind of pong, like, is it pong? Like
beer pong.
Yeah, with the solo cup thing that blows up. Mm. That was fun. And Pac-Man. We play on the big Pac-Man.
Oh, really? I didn't even. Oh, did they move that to the other part of that arcade, or is it where it's always been?
It's where it's always been.
So y'all were behind us?
Yeah.
Right there? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Because Jenny and I, she sat at the bar. She stared at her phone.
Well, I had fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I don't know what else we did that's fun to talk about, but we'll have to get into it next.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com. TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back to our house, our little humble abode, nestled in the Great Lakes, or one lake.
Okay.
Whatever. So I know what else we did that was pretty fun. It was we capped off the night at the bowling alley.
Oh yeah.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hanging out at the old bowling alley.
Well, they have good food.
Oh, we down at the lanes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I said to Mother here. I said, Mother, hey, how about we go bowl a few frames?
No, you didn't.
No, we were just going. Well, there was a birthday party going on there with somebody we know, a fella named Chats. It was a surprise party for him, and he's a friend of our son's. So, boy was there, and we just went into the little restaurant. They have great food at
pizza,
the bowling
alley. Yummy
pizza. Yeah, great pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a good musical act.
Mm-hmm. And I usually
don't like the bands, mm-hmm. you know, at places mm-hmm. when I'm trying to eat and stuff.
Yeah.
But they were really good. It was just two fellas.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't too loud and all that. But the singer was really good. He was awesome.
Great. Do you remember their name?
Yeah. Comfortable Shirt.
It's so funny to me.
So we said that we were going to try to go see him at other times if they're playing in the area where we're going to be, you know.
Sure.
So, little friend Jenny Googled their names, the name of the band, to try to get a schedule or whatever. And all she got that popped up were ads for Kohl's and Walmart.
for comfortable shirts.
But we did find it. She found
it. Oh, that's so funny.
And yeah, we'll be seeing them again.
Yeah. That's hysterical. But he was really, they were both good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
Really good.
And I know music. I'm a professional in the music business.
Mm-hmm.
I know good music. And which was another quarrel that we had earlier in the night, because Jody wanted to listen to Morgan Wallen on the way home. And
yeah.
I wanted to listen to something good.
Ugh, so rude. You are rude.
You're rude.
Mm-mm.
You're rude.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm just kidding. I was just aggravating you.
Oh, really? Shocker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's not my favorite. I mean,
he's not my favorite, but I like some of the songs I've been hearing lately.
And I don't know. I'm very protective of what country music is supposed to be, and there's too much of it now that's not country
music. Okay, well, you're 100, and for the young people these days, they like that music.
Right, and that's fine, but they should make up another category for it instead of calling it country music.
It's called prime country.
Hmm. Well, that's not the name of the
that's
genre.
The kind you like.
It's not the name of the genre.
Yeah. Speaking of, you told me that Wynonna Judd is going to be going out on tour.
Yeah.
I have got to go see that.
Yeah, it's I think they're calling it the Greatest Hits Tour. She's going to do the Greatest Hits.
Y'all, I would love that. Yeah. Did you happen to look at where?
Mm-mm.
Well.
No, but you've known for days now. You could have looked.
Well, I thought maybe you were going to surprise me.
By looking it up?
And saying, Jody, guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess I'll plan my own surprise.
Mm-hmm. You usually do.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's going to be a great concert.
What makes you think that? Because she's a great singer?
Yeah.
And then
why are you being a butt?
I don't know.
Stop.
But now Jody's going to see, what's that comedian, Nikki Glaser or whatever?
Yeah,
it is, in Nashville.
Sure am.
I mean, speaking of country music,
Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going with my friend that I've been friends with for 26 years.
But have you looked up any of her stand-up comedy to know what kind of stuff she does?
Yeah, I've seen some of it.
You have?
Yeah.
And you think she's funny?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah. I like anything. I'll go wherever. I'll find some fun in anything. Just like you. I will make my fun. I will find a way to make it good and happy.
Well, you know, that's good because, you know, it's so rare that a woman stand-up comic is actually funny. So if you find her funny, then that's awesome.
I have several women that I think are funny.
Okay. Well, okay. I can think of Leanne Morgan.
Yeah.
Then I don't know of any other.
Ellen used to be funny.
Used to, yeah. Used to be.
Uh-huh. There's not really many out there.
Oh, yeah, there are. But the thing is that women stand-up comics think that they have to be shocking and so vulgar to get attention or to be funny that it's sometimes too much. Like that Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the way she is. She always just, like, it's almost like they mm-hmm. think, if I'm not going to say something to shock people, mm-hmm. then it's not going to be funny. It's kind of like a lot of people, men and women, who think that volume equals funny
mm-hmm.
when, you know, that's not the case.
Is Nikki Glaser nasty?
I don't know.
I mean, the little clips I've seen, she wasn't.
I think she probably is. She looks it. She looks like she'd be nasty.
Stop it.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. These things bouncing all over the place keep getting in my peripheral, and I think something's flying over your head.
It is.
So, yeah, I'm sure I just made some women mad about that. But, I mean, I would welcome people to send me names of female stand-up comics, and I could tell you whether they're funny. I don't think many men stand-up comics are funny now either, mm-mm. like the current crop of them.
Yeah.
I don't and I'm a professional funny person, and I don't find them to be funny.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now that Shane Gillis is funny.
Yeah, he is.
I'll give him that. He's a current big time stand up comic.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But
old Nate.
Yeah, Nate Bargatze is, and obviously, because he's the most successful one by far right now.
He's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And clean.
I know. He looks like he takes a bath every day. Every day.
Yeah.
I got to keep this time straight here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I keep looking at that. Okay, so we've been watching, I always call it White Orchid, but White Lotus.
Yeah.
You know why I call it White Orchid? Because Jody's obsessed with orchids, and we got them all over the house.
I do love them.
And there are white ones all over the house.
There's one white one.
Yeah, but it's so big and sprawling, it looks like it takes up the whole house.
Yeah. Yeah. So, White Lotus, season 3.
You know what I miss about White Lotus? I miss it being funny.
Yeah, it's not... Well, I mean, it's funny.
The Southern lady from North Carolina character on there. Parker Posey's very funny most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first season, that Steven Zahn and his family,
yeah.
I mean, they had some hilarious moments with him and all that.
It's kind of dark. Weird now. It's dark.
Too weird.
Yeah, and I don't like the beginning where they do the weird music and the pictures, and it's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. And then it's in Thailand, which, wow, that is so pretty. And I saw that they spent 7 months over there recording.
Taping
and doing that.
Filming. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a beautiful place to be. But those monkeys freak me out.
Yeah, because they show the monkeys are all around the resort and everything. Mm-hmm. But there's a guy in it that is Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever about that.
What do you mean? Well, plays a jerk and he does a great job.
Yeah, I know, but Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger are weirdos.
Okay,
so you got to figure that kid's a weirdo.
Sure. But listen, Parker Posey's character, the Southern lady, who has a daughter named Piper, which her accent is hysterical. It really is. And sometimes that gets on my nerves with shows, but hers makes me laugh hysterically.
You know, the fake Southern accent.
Yeah, she makes me laugh really hard. Mm-hmm. So that drug that she likes on the show, is that a real drug?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lorazepam. I'm pretty sure it's a real
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, man, I wonder how much their stuff has gone up, like people wanting lorazepam. Because they talk about it every show.
And so they follow the Southern Charm people around. Mm-hmm.
Well, they listen to, I know for sure, the husband of Parker Posey on the show. He's British, but he watched Thomas Ravenel from Southern Charm.
He went and hung out with him.
No. He watched and listened, and he sounds just like him.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Yeah, his is in and out, though. His accent. He slips in and out of it.
Not her.
Yeah. But hers is just, because it's subtle, but it's delivered in a comedic way.
She drags it out.
Did you want to take one of my lorazepam? It'll help you sleep. But she's hilarious.
See, anyway, that's what I mean. That is, I know it's not like straight out funny, but I laugh hysterically at her.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess so. But the first season,
I know,
with Stephen Vaughn and who else was? There were other people that were funny on that too. Isn't that his name, Stephen Vaughn?
Connie Britton was Stephen, his wife.
Yeah, not Vaughn, is it?
I don't know his name.
I'll look it up in a minute.
And then
we got to take a break, so I can look up whether lorazepam is real. Stephen Vaughn.
I went to school with a boy named that, so I don't think
maybe
that's his
that's
name.
Not it. Okay. All right. Well, I'll look it up. We'll be back in a minute.
More next. What is new radio? The radio. New Radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, we did the research, and it was exhaustive research is what it was. And lorazepam is a real drug, as I thought.
Yeah.
And it's not Steve, well, I was calling him Stephen Vaughn. It's not Stephen Vaughn. That is indeed the ex-boyfriend of one of Jody's friends from back home in high school. This guy's name is Steve Zahn. But I was close. Steve Zahn. And I've seen him in a million things, and I like him a lot. I just messed up his name.
Yeah.
And
Lorazepam is for anxiety.
Lorazepam.
And its side effect is sleepy. makes you sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Which I am right now.
Are you on lorazepam?
I need to be, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I slept late this morning.
Mm-hmm, you did.
And then as soon as I woke up, I was ready to go back to bed.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, because I'm still, not out of the woods yet.
You're not.
With this cold.
No, you were really, really sick, which is why we did not do the I'm kind of glad we didn't do the podcast last week, because it was overkill of having me, on the show on Wednesday, going on Saturday to that event with in Statesville with Lindsay. Stop. And then all the videos that kept popping up in me. And then you and I made a video on Friday. I was like, ugh. Too much.
Yeah.
Too much of me.
I know. I say that all the time. Too much of Jody.
So this week, this is it. It's all y'all getting to me. You're welcome.
Yeah. Right. You still got to make a video for those mocktail things.
I've been telling you to tell me when you're ready, but you haven't.
This week, then.
Okay.
Well, you just said no more of you this week.
We can make the video. It doesn't mean it's going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Depends how many takes it is, because I'm not good at those.
Mm-hmm.
If you just let me talk, just let me be me, it'll be fine.
Well, what your type of personality is called, what I call it.
Mm-mm.
In broadcasting.
Mm-mm.
Is your reactionary.
Makes sense.
Somebody would say something, you react to it, is where your strength is.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that why you always are
yep.
Mm-hmm. Poking me?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop reacting. I'm going to get on lorazepam, and I'm going to stop reacting.
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
I can't imagine walking in and you just being zonked out. Every day. Or even one day.
I know.
It was a very good day for Jody one day this week, because, I think most women get excited, if they get, a new outfit or a new pair of shoes or something. She was excited because she got a new vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I did.
And
cordless.
She was in there with the manual and putting it together and charging it and
charging the battery. And then it wouldn't do. So finally ended up fixing it, figuring it out. So it was Friday night, kind of late, and I couldn't stand it. I had to go use it.
Yeah, I had gone to bed. It was after, almost 11 o'clock. And she's in there vacuuming with that thing just because it finally charged up to where she could use it.
I was so excited. I do. I love a vacuum.
She was in there in her red plaid pajamas.
Hair on top of my head.
All over the place.
Crazy Friday night.
Yeah, we had messed up the house so much while we were watching TV. She just had to get up and vacuum at that moment.
I did.
And we were leaving yesterday, and she said, look, I want to, kind of just keep the house, what did you call it?
Tidy.
No, something like...
straight.
Basically clean, or at least
in order
somewhat clean. That's what she said. At least somewhat clean. I'm like, well, when is this house ever not at least somewhat clean? What does that even mean?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, vacuuming at 11 o'clock on a Friday night.
I was just excited just to use my new vacuum.
Now, that tells you that, you know, I'm living with somebody who's got problems. You do need some lorazepam.
Nuh-uh, that's telling you that you're living with somebody that's easy to please.
Really?
A battery-operated stick vacuum makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Well, it makes me happy, too. If it makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and that was a gift given to me.
Yeah. Whatever makes you happy makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, our son named Boy is gone right now because he went to McDonald's to get a 5 for $5 special because he's getting back on his diet and working out tomorrow. And as he started to leave, he said, anybody want anything? And Jody goes, I don't, but I'm sure your dad does.
Like, and why did I say that?
Because you're reminding me that I've contracted obesity.
That's your problem, not mine.
And then
the reason I said it is because, see, this is how he turns things around. The reason I said it is our son said that he was going to McDonald's, and you said, ooh, like.
I said, that sounds delicious.
Like he was getting $1 million.
I was excited for him. I was like, good for you. That sounds delicious.
Okay. So that's when I said, I'm sure your father would want something. Because he was excited when he even mentioned that he was going. So do not turn this around.
You said I'm
reacting. I'm not reacting.
You said your 1,000-pound father.
I'm not reacting.
Would like something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that's what you said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. It's fine. You know.
That's your own paranoia, not mine.
So what did I do? I said, no, I don't want anything. Thank you, son.
And then you texted him to get you something.
I absolutely did not. See?
Because you've done that before.
But you've been sitting with me recording the show the whole time.
But am I wrong that you've done that before where you've said no and then
one
you text
time,
somebody?
One time, Michael and Jenny were coming over and they were bringing food. And I said, no, I don't want anything. And then by the time, that was hours before. And then I changed my mind and I said, you know what? Yeah, bring me a grilled chicken wrap.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even like I said, you know, bring me a big fat double cheeseburger.
No,
or something.
I don't care what you eat.
Mm-hmm. But.
Eat what you want, honey bun.
Yeah. But I said, no, I don't want McDonald's because when we get through recording the podcast, I'm going to go get Taco Bell. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to have it delivered.
No, you're not.
And you know why I'm not, Jody? Because I don't know how.
True.
And I don't have those apps.
Oh, my gosh.
So there. This is me on my weight loss journey. No food delivery apps.
Weight loss journey.
All right. We got to go. Thanks for listening and watching. We love you. No more Jody this week.
No.
You're welcome for that.
Yes.
Bye.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.